Shir Samach Zayin Bavakamar Vav Yorei Tov Shimim Gimel, April 19th, 1983, on Tuesday continued.
Day of age, so Tate says, Lakenes and Yidin Lakenes, and Yidin Lakenes says that the Adamazikis, Shem Rebel, Bilreish, so he's only required to exercise Shmira Pchus Minimike, not Maximike. Now the Tesis is, we're not going over the whole Tesis, but just to point out that when he on the base, the Ramas for Mount Tanum Wood, which will have put a the boy of the name of in the Tambini Wood, the Chalaza Vidako, the Mashal Masnis in the name of Hudaire, the Jewish leaders of Karen. And we share the record, share the Jewish is Hamul Hazik, the Hatai, the Somo, who is filled with more. Hashtag the Muez, share the record, can we be kept? Can we be kept? And so, in other words, that means that Adam Aziki require only Shmira Pusi. But Karen, so Shmira Tam requires Shmira Mule, and Mule requires only Shmira Pusi. Right. Now, what does it mean? Let's say, according to Rav, we pass like a minute, and Rav says that we do not say it's a tamus bin kemeres. So that means that if he share tam, so it was massive because the owner tied it with a substantially sturdy rope that could not withstand the ruach of mitzuyah. So he share tam is high, and the shemuel is potter gamre. Shemuel is potter gamre. Now the question is this: does it mean that in Torah now, since that the Gemara says Abune Bring Rabbi Shua, we pass by Abune Bring Shua, he says Knosik, Kosova Stam Shmoyim Chas Vashimokan, Uvidin Do Yishalim Kwa, the Rachmonu the Council, Kehil Chedu Internally Torah. Now we discussed at the beginning of the Kamer, we discussed in regard to the cases that based on the Dalet. In Chinadin or in Chinadin by Mazik, by Mizokin. So we discussed the question as to whether the Mais Avere, because I mentioned the name of Chaim Amis in the Rapashu, that Loish Merenu does not only imply a Chiyuv Tashmunit, in other words. Loish Merenu, if he doesn't watch, so the male is responsible, he has to pay. But Avere is not guilty of any Avere. Although Yishmerenu implies him as Avere also. So the best writing is the Torah mentions Yishmerenu in connection with the Chiyuv Nisim Yishomayim, the Gambol of Humos, and the Chiyuv Keifer. And Keifer is Kapore. Kapore for what? Kapore for the Mais Avere. Which Mais Avere did he do? He didn't do anything. He shared killed the human being. The answer is, he also is guilty of an Avere. What kind of Avere? Because he was negligent. He failed to exercise care of the Shea, and to curb the Shea, and to make sure that the Shea doesn't kill. So that means, and that is implicit to Ishmerenu. So if Ishmerenu is mentioned in Mais Avere, an Iser of Ishmerenu, of being negligent. And I pointed out from the Rosh Rambam, that the Rambam says, I mentioned several times this Rambam. It's a very basic Rambam. The Kedim of the Skimon and Alohale. The Emosho is already a report of the difference of the Sodis and the Kronim. Apo Kisha Dain and Ziko. Masten Bibole or Shomish Kronim. Im Rishoma Behemte or Imono Muliris Yish Rishus Ribalasot or Rishoch or Shrit of Shero. Veino Ribole or Veino Michu Psar Shalachem. Because she also wrote on the Hazit or Mishali Mashinizit after we can manage the Kosa. So in other words, if Ruth's day is a custom to wander around in the fields and to be mazi, so she meant tells Reuven, listen, you better watch your share. And don't let the share be mazik to my field. So, but Reuven doesn't pay attention. So then Shimon has a right to share the share and tell Reuven, now you go and take your share. Because your share was constantly mazik my sister. So the Rambam says, why? Why with Nishosa we order the Hasik or Shalom Mashiach? After you read them as a cousin. Because Reuven cannot say, what right do you have to kill my share? It's mazik, all right, call me to beds, now pay every penny. But you have no right to kill my share, you have to slaughter my share. So Shimon can say to Reuven, never mind, I have no right, I do have a right. Because you cannot just pattern yourself by being ready to pay. Because it's also for a person to be mazik and then say, all right, I'll pay you. So just as it's also for a person to be mazik and with the intention of paying, so it's also for a person to be given a hezek with the intention of paying. But we're talking here about another mazik. Here we are talking of Mr. Mome. The person, Reuven, wasn't mazik. He wasn't even given a hezek. His share was mazik. So the Rambam, in effect, implies that when a person has a share and he doesn't watch the share, so then he's not a mazik, he's dying. But a gerim, he's another mazik al dibom. But if not, Rome is poter. So here we have to resort to a special parasha of share mazik. But insofar as the iser of the mazik is concerned, so it doesn't make any difference whether his mazik is dying or he's given the hezek. He's still a there and iser. So the mele, even the mele are mazik, inasmuch as the owner of the share is mechuyev to take care of the share, and he doesn't, so he's considered as a gerim. As a gerim. So in other words, so where is the iser of gerim, of Rome bin Sokin mentioned in the Torah? Where? There is a law against Sela, there is a law against Neve, but there is no law against being the mazik, whether be a daim or al-dikome. The answer is the Mishmerenu, as Chaim says. And the Mishmerenu implies in my Saveh. So it's like an Isarese. In other words, one is not allowed to be a Pesheya in any Nezek that is occasioned to another person. So, and if he is a Pesheya, so then he's considered a Geirim in a passive way. So also we odom lehazik or mishalim mashizi after mitre manez kosa. And that I explain. Vigam biolo fiumos. What does it mean, vigam biolo fiumos? Misi bishamay, not misi biolo. In kipa yusha solo, so then he's not hayo misi bishamay. But suppose he doesn't pay the kipa, so there is a machleket between the Nezre and the Rashbam. The Nezre says, vigam biolo fiumos, rovio is hayo misi bishamay. Elo, shemechuyev nishalom esakeika. And the Rashbam says no. The gambol of humos is chayiv mizeh shemayim. In keifa yusha solo, so then he takes off the chayiv mizeh shemayim. But suppose he doesn't pay the keifa, so the Rashbam in Chumash says, eino chanami is chayiv mizeh shemayim. What kind of chayiv mizeh shemayim? What avera was he? What is the basis of the chiyuv misa shemayim? The answer is the Rambam says in Yuchas Kaseya Shmiras Nefesh that if someone is dealing with the tziche, if he kills another human being, I'll be gome. Kofsel Kriari, Mishasek, I'll be shal chavere. I'll be gome. He's part of misa biyodo, but he's chiyuv misa shemayim. And that is mentioned in the parashe, Achaz Dimcha Minach Shesircha Medrash, Yad Kol Chayet Rishenu. So the Medrash Rabbe in Neyach says, Yad Kol Chayet Rishenu Ze Akintris Es Chavir Lifnei Ali, or Asincheya, List in Leherde, someone engages gangsters to kill another person. So he's born with Tziche. So Achaz Dimcha Minach Shesircha Medrash, so he's Chayet Rishenu Shemayim. So every Ritzeyach, whether it's a Ritziah B'Yadayim or Ritziah Al-Dikome, it's Chayiv Mizim Shemayim. So the Mele, according to the Rashbam, The Torah says, Gadol of Yumos, in Kippur Yishasolov. So this kind of Gomer, who is a passive Gehren, is not an active Gehren. So the Kefer takes off the Chiyuv Nisei Shemayim. But if he doesn't pay the Kefer, so then he's Chayuv Nisei Shemayim. He's Chayuv Nisei Shemayim. And according to Eben Ezra, so the Chiyuv Kefer takes off the Chiyuv Nisei Shemayim. Even if he doesn't pay, according to the Rashbam, so the actual Tashlumim of the Kefer takes off the Chiyuv Nisei Shemayim. But if even the Venezra is made, if there hadn't been a din of Kefer, then it would be Chayuv Nisei Shemayim. For what Aveira? What Aveira? The Aveira of the Yishmerenu. Since when is there a Chiyuv Nisei Shemayim for the Yishmerenu? The answer is, because as the Rambam says, so also Leodom, in other words, if somebody is mechuyev bishmire, he is a pesheyach, so then he is a geirah in a passive way. So there is a maisa there. Now, so the Torah mentions lo yishmerenu in the parasha of Moed, in Shem Regel, in connection with Beir and Eish. But the Torah doesn't mention Lo Yishmerenu in connection with Shirta. Doesn't mention. The Riga Shira Sisu Shisho Gomez Sokel Yisokel Hashira Vilo Yochel Es Psova Yuval Hashira Nog. So in other words, if the Shira killed an Odom, so the Shira is Chayiv Nisei. Vim she nagachu mitmeil shilshin vihu ad nivolo vilo yishmerenu that's a shea muev vein isi so yisho asher yisokyo gam bolo vimos in kefa yisha solov. So the purpose of kefa is to take off the chiyuv nisi nishamay vinos abidin apshik cholashe yisha solov uy vengigo chuy vasigo kamish nase yosare. And the Gemara says in Bava Kamen, the second perik, that if a shea killed a teenage with regel with Rayel, so then there is also a Chiyuv Kefer. There is also a Chiyuv Kefer. Because the same way Yishmerenu that applies to Shei Ramuel applies to Shem Regel too. But there is no Chiyuv Kefer, certainly no Chiyuv Kefer Sholem. Whether there is a Chotz Kefer, so there is a Machlekes, and Gemara, we'll soon see. But there is certainly no regular Chiyuv Kefer, Kefer Sholem. By Shetam, because the Chiyuv Kefer is to take off the Chiyuv Nisei Nishamayim. When is the Chiyuv Nisei Nishamayim? When is the Pesheyah? But by Shetam is not the Pesheyah. The Yishmerenu, the Torah doesn't say the Yishmerenu in connection with Shetam. The Yishmerenu is not the Pesheyah. The Yishmerenu is not the Pesheyah. The Yishmerenu is not the Pesheyah. So that's only Shemuel, but the Shetam. There is no Yishmerenu. He's not either the Maisa Avera of the Yishmerenu. Of also the Odom Lehazik or Afil Nikre Namezek. So even if he's a Geirin in a passive way, so that's only Shemueg or Shemeregel. So he's a real Pesheya. Mashenke in Yishertam, he's not a real Pesheya. Is not real Pesheya. According to Rabbi Nebrin, Rabbi Yeshua, the way you're passing, that some Shmorim, the Cheskashim Okarbe. So what does it mean, some Shmorim, the Cheskashim Okarbe? That means he's not a Pesheya. Because the ordinary acts is presumed innocent and disciplined, not ferocious. So he's not a Pesheya. He's not even a Pesheya. Enoch and Ame, according to the Mandoma, who says, that according to Rav Kope, who says Tam Shvorim love the Cheskashim Okayme, who begin with Ushim Ekulei, so then he is able to Yishmerenu even by Shetam, but we pass like Abunet with Rav Yeshua, that Tam Shvorim the Cheskashim Okayme, so the average axis is presumed innocent and disciplined, not ferocious. So Mele, the owner of Shetam, is not considered a Pesheya, he is not able to Yishmerenu. He is not even a Yishmerenu. So why is he Chayev, Chotzin Ezek? The Rachmoni would be Kansei. But the question is, what does it mean, Kansei? Kansei means the Torah penalized him. Why? Because he did something wrong. But the Yishmerenu is not mentioned in connection with Shirtam. So what wrong did he do? So what do you mean? The Rachmona with the counsel. So obviously, even though the Lishmerenu is not mentioned in the Posik of Shirtam, Lishmerenu is only mentioned in the Posik, of Shemuet, or Neida. So again, the Chalidi of Sheiri Shashirayu, Vomeis, Umochu, Hashir Achai, the Chotzer Eskaski, Dam Samei Siachzu, that stuff, no Lishmerenu is mentioned. Oh, you need a kishen agachu, his male shilchen, the way you should renew bolo, shall we shall we share the kadashiva messiale? So, only in case of shemagoch, there is a ishmerenu. So, twice the Torah mentions the ishmerenu in connection with shiramwe, not in connection with shiratam. And if we say, stam shmorim, becheskashimo kane, so then we don't learn out shiratam from shiramwe. Because he's not a Pesheya. So what does it mean? Well, Rachmono the Kansel, in order to induce him into extra care. And we see that insofar as the liability is concerned, so the Pascal Al-Tabute, Shemue, so Shomrish Mirot Huso is for there, but Shetam, even though Shomrish Mirot Huso, but it was not Shomrish Mirot Huso against Hashem Yitzuyo Yisrael. Why? Because Rachmone would he can't say. Rachmone who he can't say. So, what does it mean Rachmone he can't say? That means that he's mechuyev to watch. So apparently there is a chiyuv shmire incumbent upon the owner of the Shiratam that is not based upon the posik of the Yishmerenu. Because lo Yishmer, insofar as the Yishmerenu is concerned, so that is mentioned in the posik of Shemue. And as far as Shemuel is concerned, so the Yudah says, only Shmira Pruse is Mechuyev. So Sheyotam is Chayev, if you didn't watch Shmira Mule, that couldn't be based upon Leishmerenu. Because Leishmerenu itself is mentioned in Shemuel. And Shemuel and Leishmerenu involves only the extent of Shmira Pruse, not the extent of Shmira Mule. So obviously there is another posik that implies that a person is mechuyev to exercise shmira mule, because Shetam is also guilty of a certain avera. Otherwise, it wouldn't be shayach to say Rachmono li kansel. What do you mean Rachmono li kansel? He didn't do anything wrong. He didn't act contrary to the Torah. How is it shayach to say the Torah canceled him if he didn't deviate from the Torah? So, but how did he deviate? The Lishmerenu. Lishmerenu is not mentioned in connection with Shatam, and then Lishmerenu is mentioned. So, assuming that we do learn out Shatam from Shemwe, but we couldn't learn out Shmiramule from Shemwe, because in respect to Shemwe, he's only mechuyev to exercise Shmirapuse, not Shmiramule. So, there must be another person. Now, There is a halacha of niske shchina. That's in Borbasta. That's not discussed in the Lakame. That's discussed in Borbasta. In Perifu Yachdo. Niske shchina. So in other words, what is the difference between the nizikin of the Lakame and the nizikin of Borbasta? Nizikin of the Lakame discusses liability. Somebody had the shei, was mazik, al the keren, al the shen, al the regal. So then he has to pay. Under certain circumstances he doesn't have to pay, under certain circumstances he does have to pay. Somebody dog a bear and then another person was injured or a shea was killed. So the one who dog the bear has to pay. So somebody made an ash in his yard and then the fire spread and it was mazik, he has to pay. So Mishim Shumchitza, Mishim Mele, all these mazikim are mazikim of Bobakane. And Bobakane deals with the liability of a person to pay for his sin. But the Basra, Pirku Yachvea, doesn't deal with liabilities. It deals with schusim, that is one shochu has against the other, that he can restrain the other shochu from doing something that causes him damage. And as far as the mizikin of the Vakana are concerned, so there are certain mizikin that that are not even that cannot even be translated in terms of dollars and cents, in terms of money. Let's say the more robust says that Riach Ra and Gut Re Osho, so there is no Chazot. So can you claim damages because the other person caused the Riach Ra? Unless you'll be able to prove that because of the Riach Ra, so it caused the money damage. That's also possible sometimes. But usually, could anyone claim money because the other person perpetrated the nuisance that emanated the Riach Ra? Or even Osho. All right, Osho might be very detrimental, and it could be reduced in terms of dollars and cents too. But not all the time. So the nizikin of Vasra do not depend upon monetary loss. Hezek Shriyesh may Hezek, and according to Menu Vishenim, that's also Nizkishchein. Hezek Shriyesh, could one claim damages that the other person should pay just because he didn't set up a mechitza and he was able to look into the other person's hotel? It's not conceivable. So the Nizkishchein and do not necessarily depend upon monetary damage. But of course, if there is monetary damage, so it can also come within this geshein. But that's not the essential characteristic of this geshein. So there are two aloches. There is aloche of niski momen. When I say niski momen, I don't mean that the niski momen of sheyo sheizik in contrast to other mamazim. I mean, it's the moment any hezek that involves monetary loss, and then there is this nishchein which consists in the fact that it's a nuisance whether it involves monetary loss or it doesn't involve monetary loss. Reach ra oshon or hezek riyeh. So in other words, it is a hezek. It's a hezek in this nishchein. Now there is the more in Sanhedrin. The Mother Sanhedrin of Zion on the Vegas says as follows. Ushvatitem tzedek v'nishu v'nochi v'vengir. Omar, Yehudi, what does it mean v'vengir? Atul v'imbay Yisraeliyot. So Rabbi Hananel says, what does it mean? Ushvatitem tzedek v'nishu v'nochi v'vengir. Atul v'imbay Yisraeliyot. That's the Achokas Nizoki. In other words, so if Kamohi Yeshi Balaolio, we have he Katano Minakese or Nazivo Shetaka Satano, we Kamo Achokas Akiro. So that comes within the positive of Shvat from Tzedek the Nishi Nochmigay. So that's the Achokas Nizokim that the Gemara in the Yach dimensions have how far one must remove, let's say, Galileo from the Balabais when he sets up the furnace. In other words, this has nothing to do all the Achokas Nizokim. And let's say, Hakesel, let's say, Habdeya Minoyimon, Machikim Yisrael Minabey, Chofey Amo. That has nothing to do with the Nizokim of Baba Kame. That has to do with the Nizokim, of Baba Basra, with Achokas Nizokim. The schusim that the Shochan has to restrain the other Shochan in perpetrating anything that might be a hezek, whether hezek in the sense sense of mandatory laws, or headache in the sense of uses, like Reacha or Rosh or Ezekriyas, whatever. So that comes within the posseed, which part of the tzedek in Ochel Regire. So there is a machlekes in the Obatzim, between the Rabbis, in the Rabbon, and the Nizek Lach Gesatzmei, and the Mazek Lach Gesatzmei. All this has nothing to do with Bolokame. If Bolokame, so it's not trying to say, I mean, if somebody digs a bear, so that's the parish in the Torah. He has to pay. Why? Rabbi Yossi will not say, our Nizek Lach Gesatzmei is so that it. So, but that has to do with the schusim of shreim. So, our nizik lach esachmi, or our mazik lach esachmi, machlekes, hafon of the Yeisi, begir a delay. So, the Yeisi is made in the Torah mazik lach esachmi. That has to do with niski shreim. And what is the basis for the aloch of niski shreim? Niski shreim, that's the posik, which vat and tzedek, we nishu benoch in the Yeret. So the posik, begir a yachlu bintano mikerai. All achok is nisutin, come within that posik. So this posik, which Vatan Tzedek Mishnah of Negeri, implies two halachas. First of all, it's necessity of watching, of exercising. Great care, considerable care, so that no damage or nuisance will be caused to any shop. In it, as I say, then it also implies this chus. If it had been a mere mitzvah, as I say, so the shochun couldn't enforce it, just as one shochun could not enforce that his other shochun, who is a Jew, should put on tefillin every day. It's true that the shochun who happens to be Jewish, so has to put on tefillin every day. But could one shochun call the other shochun to the Torah as to why he doesn't put on tefillin every day? He couldn't do it. Bezdin is makanis that it takes an option. But there is no schushchemim, I mean that one shochum should be able to force the other shochum to put on tefillin every day, just because he is a shochum. But here, even though there is a mitzvah asay, but here it implies two things. A mitzvah asay of exercising care, so that no damage and no nuisance will emanate from me or from my mommy to the mommy or of my other shochum, of my shochum, or to my shochum, a mitzvah asay, and also a schus that I can restrain him, I can force it. There is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh. All the abayas believe shite liyachter. All the abayas believe shite liyachter. So it's a sofik. Now we say sveiki the raisa lechumre, but sveiki the mamelizli kule. So there is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh. How about abayas believe shite liyachter? Let's a sofik. For example, when one is mechuyef to be malchik a certain nezek, or is not mechuyef to be malchik a certain nezek, so will best enforce the person to do it lechumre because on the basis of sveiki deraisa lechumre, or just as in the momenes we say sveiki the sofik momenes lehoto hameitzim chaver olam araye, so here too. So the basin to say to the Nise, you can force me to restrain from keeping a certain mazik on my premises. You have to prove that you have the right. So what is the machlokes? Because the posik of Mishpat and Tzedek B'Mishnah Yochel Regire implies two things. It implies a mitzvah asei and it implies a schus. So the question is, what is the basic thing? Is the basic thing invested right in the nizek to be secure against any damage from the shochum? But and because of this chus, so there is a mitzvah asei to exercise care to make sure that the nizek, the shochum, is not nizek, or is the other way around. That the basic thing is a mitzvah asei, a chiyuv to exercise care so that no damage will emanate from my premises to my shochum's premises. So nevertheless, since I am obligated to exercise care, so he acquires this chus. That's the machlokes between the Rambam. That's the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh. But that's a sugya in Bolobasre, in Moyakya. Anyway, there are two types of nizikin. There is the nizikin of Bobakane, and there is the nizikin of Bobasre. So now the Rabbonon of Rabbeis is saying that even if it's not given away. But even if it's not given away, but if it's not given away, so certainly there's no chil tashlumin. But one has nothing to do with the other. But it comes within the posik of Mishpat and Tzedek, the Nishim Lochi, over here. Now, insofar as the mitzvah, insofar as these kishrim are concerned, so they are that. Many riots, I don't want to go over sugyas in Borbasta, but there are many riots that insofar as these kishrim are concerned, so the extent of responsibility is not Shmira Hussein, but Shmira Mura. Shmira Mura. In other words, where do we say that Shmira Hussein is enough in Shem, Regal, Age, Bailia, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, even Shira Mura, Karen, and only Tam, he requires Shmira Mura? That's in the Nizokin of Bobakan, in the Chiyuv Tashlumin. But in his Kishchein, everybody agrees that one is mechuyev as far as the mitzvah and as the schus that stems from the posuk of Shabbat and Tzedek v'nishi v'nochi v'nigera is concerned, so that implies a shmira mule. In other words, one shochun is mechuyev to exercise shmira mule so that no damage will ensue to the other shochun. So mele, I think this is the pshat in the Gemara. When Gemara says, Abune ben Rabbi Shloma, Kosov, Astam Shlomim, Bechaske Shimo Kalme. So that means the ordinary acts is considered, is presumably innocent, disciplined, not vile, to be deemed, we shall vow. So Meirat Eksin should be Mechuye to pay. If not for the extra zealous apostle, he shouldn't pay at all. Even if he didn't exercise any shmira, not even shmira tuze, because it doesn't come with the shmira, and we cannot learn out the so-called lack of care in regard to Isher Tal from the shmira that is mentioned in connection with Shemuel, because the Shemuel is negligent, but Isher Tal is not negligent in any way, so he shouldn't pay. Without a special apostle, we would say he shouldn't pay at all, even if he didn't exercise any care. Virachmonu we can't say. But one thing is sure, that insofar as the posik of Shvadet and Tzedek B'nishi B'nochet B'nengir is concerned, so that implies that one is mechuyev to exercise maximum care to make sure that no damage in any way will emanate from him or from his property to somebody else and to somebody else's property. That this obligation is a mitzvah asay of Mishpatim Tzedek, B'nishu V'nochi V'b'ngerei, Afil B'ntano V'kerayim, as the Rach in Sanhedrin Davov explains it, all the Achokes. So that implies a chiyuv of Shmira. How are you malchik? By taking care. What kind of care? Shmira Mule. Shmira Mule. So that is not based upon the fact that he's really negligent, that he's totally negligent. So true indeed, Sheya Tam according to Avudu Rav Shua Estam Shvon Chetkeshim Otalme, he's certainly not totally negligent, so it doesn't come within the Yisar of Yishmerenu, and we see that when the Sheya Tam kills a human being, the Sheya is Chayim Mise, but the owner is not Chayim Mise in Shomayim, and he's not Mechuyev Geifer, and he's not Mechuyev Geifer, so the Yisrael of Yishmerenu is not a Iver, the Yisrael of Yishmerenu. The Yishmerenu is a Nisa, but the Shpat Ben Tzedek, the Nisha Ben Ochon Negele is not a Nisa. It's a bit like Mitzvah, like someone who doesn't put on film, like someone who doesn't doubt. It's a Iver, a Nisa. It's the Bat Lamidi, he also has an Iver. So in other words, according to Abunet Rebbe Rabbi Yeshua, that Stam Shmorim is the Chesheshim of Kalme, so the owner of Sheer Tam, even if he doesn't watch the Sheer at all, nothing is Shmira Tchusen, so he's not either an Isa, because when Shmirel doesn't apply to him, we don't learn out Sheer Tam from Shemur, according to Abunet Rebbe Rabbi Yeshua. But an Avere is guilty of an Avere. What kind of an Avere? The Avera is the fact that he failed to fulfill his obligation that is implicit in the posik of Mishvatem Tzedek B'Nishim B'Nochem Negerei. And that posik, as far as Achotas Nizokin of Shechem is concerned, so that implies a chiyuv of Shmire. A chiyuv of Shmire, Shmire Mure, not just Shmire Pusim. But to be considered a Pesheya, and to be Eivei Abilisea, of also Leodom Lehazik, Afil Litve Manese, only if he failed to exercise Shmire Pruse. But if he did exercise Shmire Pruse, but he failed to exercise Shmire Mure, so he was not Eivei Rabbi Yishterelu, but Eivei Rabbi the essay, that Shmire Rebbe too, or Beir too, let's say he had a Beir, and he covered the Beir, he put a lid on the Beir, but the lid was put in such a way that while a Ruach Mitzuyo will not be able to lift it up, but the Ruach Sheini Mitzuyo will be able to lift it up. And then there came a Ruach Sheini Mitzuyo, and it was lifted, and then somebody fell into the Beir. So he's part of Tashmir. The Bala Beir who covered it with the Kisu, that is Yochel Ami with the Ruach Mitzuyo, is part of. So it's not even in Shmirenu, but the essay of Shvat Ben Tzedek B'Nishu B'Nochem Ben Gerei, he will be there. In the same way as a person will put on the Aliyah or on the upper story, you put a stone, and he will not be marking the fourth Vachim, the fifth Vachim, but the more mentions. Even though over there, it's not very likely that if he does not make that achoke, that there will be fire has to show it. But since there is a remote possibility that if he doesn't make that achoke, so there will be a fire, so mainly he's mechuye, but he's not considered pesheya. It doesn't come within the posik of Mishmarenu. It comes within the posik of Shvat Tel Tzedek B'Nishu B'Nochem U'Nemeirei. So this is what he wants to say. Even though he was in the essay of Shvatzen Mishnoch Megirei, but that does not give rise to Tashlumim, only the negligence that is included, that comes within the posik of Mishmerenu, gives rise to a few Tashlumim. But here there is special, there's a question, the Rachmon will be counseled, the Torah penalizing. But if the Torah penalizing means he did something wrong. What wrong did he do? He didn't do anything wrong, but he failed to do something that is right, that he was obligated to. In other words, to exercise Shmira, even over a Shetan, and Shmira Mura over a Shetan. So we may take a literally to it. And that's the machlokes between Chabad Barabi and Rav, as to whether, of course, it goes without saying that any Mazik who exercises the owner of the Shem, of the Karen, or of the Shem Regal, or the one who dug it there, or the one who made an age, if he did watch Shmira Pruse, then the fire should spread. But he didn't watch Shmira Mule, so he was not even the Issa of the Shmira, but he was even the Essay of the Shvat and Tzalim, the Issa of the Shem Regal. But the fact that he failed to be kind of the obligation of Shvat and Tzalim, the Issa of the Shem Regal, that does not give rise to a few Tashum. But by sheer time, he does give rights. Rachmano the concept. So that's the machloket between Rabbi Barabe and Rav, by sheer mure, whether to the extent of head damages, if he didn't watch Shmira Mure, just Shmira Pruse, so Rabbi Barabe says, even by sheer mure, he's mechuyev to pay head damages. And Rav says, no, we do not say, Tammuz bin Kinnun. Alright. Now, Hanize kwa mazi mit ashmumi bi shle man do ma paud in ske ose bi shle man do ma paud in ske ma in han di shaya khiz mit ashmum because al bi from the point of view of street justice so we should pay the whole thing she kli ma mazik ma sho yo hole the boy of the Mishpul Kula, Shezeh Posha B'Shemei, Shalu Shomei. El, when the Paul Vinis Kek Noche, Hashnu Abdi Dei Shokil, Vitashmumi Yiseh. Lo Yitzvah Chayal Yitchas Nebek. So in other words, when the Mishpul says, Hamidzeh Kvar Mazit Vitashmumi, so that means they are both involved in Tashlumin. So that means that the Nizek also is involved in the Tashlumin, because he assumes the loss of the difference between the value of the Nevela at the time of the Nezek and the value of the Nevela at the time of Amor B'din. Let's say, suppose a Sheya Ube was Mazik Sheya Shimet, and then the Sheya was worth, let's say, 100 Zuz. Then it's the Sheya after he was Mazik the Sheya Shimet, so the Nevela is only worth 20 Zuz. But at the time of Damod B'din, so much that it's only worth 1 Zuz. So that 19 Zuz loss is sustained by whom? Is sustained by the Nizek. So that's why the Mishnah says, HaNizek VaMazik Tashot. Prasne Vela, Prasne Vela, Tono Reishet, Atul Nezek, Nimam et Shabbat, Nitaq Nadele, Chod Nitaq, Chod Nimuel, Utsrich, Adiyashni, Omtar, Mishnah Kato Ali, Abu Muedin Eloi, Yashni Nimuel, Shmishah Mekume, Abu Tamim Eloi, Tzrich, Orang, Moment, die muss ich schauen, wenn du in der Klasse. Wie nach dem Leben, die mit dem Kamm, das ist Sade, Loi, Mifter, Lade, es kann schon noch keine. Schön, die mit dem Gierche, und Zrich in Schmire. Wie das Schmur, was mit Schmier, wie sie denn? Moment, wie das Schmur. Sie sehen, wie schauen, wie achten, wie sie machen, wie achten. Die schauen, wie das Schmur, wie machen, was schon rohe, die wollen mich kuckuck, wie sie der Posse beschere, wie schon schon. Wie das Schmur, wie sie. Wie knie, die Maschma, sie macht sie, mit Dinei. נפחס לדיר לכו, פחס לדיר לי זה קובעי משחי לי זה מתשלומים שחוי שקטה שזה צפוי תאי אוי מי תיקולי אותו מלא רשת חפתי מתשלומים ניסקי בכתן העלות תשלומים ניסקי מהם שאתה יום תם מלבי ואמרים לו יצגע לו פחס לדיר לי אוי טוב, so there is a machleket between Rav Kofen, Rav Levi and Rav Yeshua as to whether Paul Geniske is Knose or Paul Geniske is Nomei. Tosh, מה ביטל ממועד שאתה משם חוצים איזה כנסת אם הוא משם ראשון נעלי או וי ניסה לא הייתה בין לבית רב ישוע וטעם יסכנוסה so ממילא יסכנת משם עוד בעצמי so there is another difference the price of mention mentions differences between טעם ממועד so what difference is mentioned טעם משם חוצים איזה כמו משם ראשון נעלי. So Bishlein Ekoit Rav Nekrit Rav Yishua, that's the only difference. That's the only contrast between Tam and Mu'et. Because Tam pays only half and Mu'et pays the whole. But according to Rav Nekrit Rav Yishua, that the Chotzin Ezek is Knas, so Meir Mig the Knas is in Mishalein or Biatzme. So there are two contrasts. Why did the Vice mention only one contrast? So the Bryce should mention another contrast. So it's Mishala, Raisna and Ho, Tam in Mishala of Yatsi, and Mu'ed Mishala of Hatsne. So the more you get the Teretz, Tom Mishala. According to Rabbi Levi Rabbi Yishua, we have to say that the Bryce omitted this contrast. Mai Shia Ba'al Shaya, that's the Derech HaShas. So in other words, so we see that it's not the Derech of the Tane to mention everything and to meet one. Sometimes it's too difficult to list everything. So then the Tane omits something. But if there is only one thing that was omitted, it's not the derech of the Tane to meet one. So at least there might be two omissions. Then the Tane doesn't want to list everything. So that's why the Gemara always says, "My shaya, my shaya." In other words, if there is only one shio, so the Tane wouldn't omit just one item. But if there is more than one item, then the Tane can omit. Now here, so according to Rabbi Levi Yishua, so the Tane of the Braise certainly made one omission. He omitted the fact that Tane shall be atzmei, shall be atzmei. But there should be another omission. Otherwise, the Tane wouldn't exhaust the whole list just and omit just one item. My Shia Laishaya, Shia Chotzkin. In other words, so the Tane made two omissions. two contrasts that he omitted. The one contrast is one shio is the fact the tam is in Mishal Piatzme, and the other shio is that the tam doesn't pay kefir at all, not even chotzi. So now the Gemara has another kashya. So then the question arises against Rav Popeh says that Palgim is kinamayt. So we may that shio, we cannot say the shio that the Tanna of the Braise in mentioning only one contrast. So it was Mishalia, it omitted Tam Mishalim Chotzenezek, Tam Mishal Al Piatzme, Muad Mishal Al Piatzme. Because according to Rav Popeh, so Tam itself is Mishal Al Piatzme. But there is one shio, according to Rav Popeh, there is one shio. What's the shio? The fact the Braise doesn't mention, the Braise omitted to mention that Tam doesn't pay Chotzi Kefir, doesn't pay Kefir at all, whereas Muad pays Kefir. So the question arises against Rav Popeh, my shia, my shia. So this one may come from the Rav Yeshua, so there are two shios. One is Tam in Mishal Al Piatzme. Two is the Tam is in Mishal Al Kefir. But according to Rav Yeshua, so it's Momene, so Tam is Mishal Al Piatzme. So there is only one shio. So against Rav Popeh, because a contra Popeh d'anuncio. First of all, that we couldn't say it was Mishaya, the fact that Tam is in Mishalom of the Atzme, because according to Rav Popeh is Mishalom of the Atzme, and then there is no other Shio, there is no Shio of Tam in Mishalom of the Atzme, because Rav Popeh will say that this Braise accords to the view of Rabbi Yisrael Aglili, who says that Tam also pays Chotzikeifa. So there are no Shio. So maybe we can attest, my Shio, my Shio. I'll be right. The Gospel. You need to show what you have to do, you need to show. Now we are in the show, you can't have it, you can't have it. Wie diese Knosse wo ist nach der Hose, was ist so tat, Knaz und Schau Platz, und mit einem Mann Schau Platz, Gott gibt mir die Schere, nur die ist so die Schau die von Josche, die kam auf Gott gibt mir Schau. Der Brief sagt mir die Gamma für Schere, aber das Apo, kam mir Schau in Gott gibt mir, wie lecker sie Jure, die mich da ich Schau die so in bei und Schau und Paulke, geht was Jure, der Tomoi kam Schau Patrese, und muss nicht Schau in die Gebe der Frau. Toschma. Hey, Mishael is playing, he was here so playing, and he shall not ask me, love my love the town. So it's a Raya and again, Rabbuna Dredd and Rabbi Yeshua. Love him well. Our town, my Yohaname, he shall not ask me. Yohaname said, hey, Mishael is happy to play me. He shall not ask me. If he was in the day, I made you a mood, our town shall not ask me. Call him a mood for me. Tosh, Zeakal, call him shall he be so much easy, he shall not ask me. My love, the fuck much easy, Mishalay, Loy, Hokamush easy, Mishalay. Abu Pokas my, Hokanamu Mishalay. Yoka, the Tony Zakal, I'm shalling his own machine, Mishal Batsme. Lace the Zakal, Mishalay, Kemoshi easy, the Mashba Pokas, or Mashba Lisa, the youth. So what it means to youth there? That it's the youth there. against, it's the yukte against Rabune Breit Rav Yeshua. So that means that the halacha is Palginiski Mamele. Then Gemara says, Vihilcha se Palginiski Knose. The yukte Vihilcha se, so it's a contradiction in terms. Hey, time in my heart. The yukte Mishnuka Tomek Mishi Hizi. לא יפסיק עליי, כי היא כחוץ מעסק צחוק אס, ואם הוא חסק גמיר עלו, אם הוא מנהו, מי שמוח עליי כתום, in other words, because he couldn't say, כל שאין משלם כמו שהזיק, so that's nas. So that would include, he said מה שהזיק, like he put out there, and it would also include חוץ מעסק, that's focused מה שהזיק, because there is a חוץ מעסק צחוק אס, and that's money. So how could he say call Shayim Shalit Moshe Yitzik, and that would include also Chotzin Ezek Tzchures, and Chotzin Ezek Tzchures is money, so maybe he has to formulate that one. We should mock a little bit. Alright. Hey, Shere, my love, Tam, Boykon. Hey, Shere, Spring, we shall not give out the answer. Rabbi Tavir, you shall stop in, we shall not ask, what's meant on the menu. I'll be shopping in, talk, not so, we shall run it slowly. But when Shabbat is in, live with this new day, become ice and good day. They shave, shave, shop in, what's your food day. Who will eat from my room, who can make it boy last dinner? Is a machine to come, shall have it. For Pohes, he has never been Tam, shall have asked me. Moshe Yitzi, let it show in the mood. Moshe Tonic, Moshe Yitzi. Aber auch die Jugend, die du, die Jugend ist nicht Moschee, die du, die Woche ist im Schau der Atme. Die Jugend, 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 die Paul in this case, no, say, hi, Paul, we don't live. We should read the whole Sam Gale, we should read the whole Sam Gale, we should read the whole Sam Gale. So, in the way, if they care if they don't, about them, and the cat, about the town Gale, so it's me should read the whole Sam Gale, we should read the whole Sam Gale. Now the question is, why does the Gemara say the hashte the amret paul the niske knosse? How paul the doch lima? We shun the doch and paul the geir? We shun it. Only because paul is niske knosse? Even if paul is niske momeine, but the halacha is that Karen pays only half. So you could say that what the Gemara means is this. The hash, the dam, the pollen is kiknos. And knas is not mikve, the bobel, as the middle. How do you go mikve, the shiver, the bobel, the mikve? We should not give a bobel. Machine came according to the prophet. The pollen is kis momene. So true, how do you go mikve is Karen. But Karen itself is momene. So we can be gave it in bobel. But Tesis doesn't explain it that way. Because if that is what the Gemara means, why does the Gemara say, the Ashkelon was holding his tech not say, I don't know what you're doing, I shouldn't have done what you're doing, I shouldn't have done what you're doing. What does the Gemara say? The Ashkelon was holding his tech not say, so Paul Deniske, we might be not be bothered. Why does the Gemara mention the case, the unusual case, of a dog who devoured lambs? What difference does it make? What kind of carrot? Any carrot? Here the Gemara is emphasizing the halacha ligabe talmi doch limre, not ligabe any care. So because of that, Tesis mentions a good thing. The Ashi Dab that Paul the Mystic Nose, Nina the Dab to the Mandoma, Paul the Mystic Nose, Abu Mandoma, Paul the Mystic Mabene, when the Chayat Kral, the Behei Tense, the Kerem Yase, the Kerem Ucheu, the Stam Shvo, the Mabu Chetzkashim Okaine, the Hai Mishunu, the Abu Chetzkau, the Rebei Chulim, the Rabbe, the Abu Mandoma, Paul the Mystic Nose, Abu Tol the Kerem, the Tavai Mishunu, Abu Dab, the Kerem Tavai Nose, and that is mentioned by the Hashem in the name of Rabbetam. So this is Rabbetam Shite. So in other words, Rabbetam Shite is that only according to Mandoma that Paul Dinsky is Knosse. So why does he say that Paul Dinsky is Knosse? Because Stam Shvorim is a Hasashima Kaim. So that means that the every Jack is considered discipline, not ferocious. So that means that the average ox is presumed not to have a tendency to go. So when an ox does go, this is an aberration, because Tam Shmona has a Shiva Karma. So Nidicha by an ox is an aberration, it's an unusual thing. Mashiach, so since every time that the ox goes, it's a volitional phenomenon. And still the Torah says the owner has to pay her damages. So really the degree of reparation, whether less mishune, more mishune, it doesn't make any difference. Because every nigiche is an aberrational phenomenon. It's mishune, it's unusual. And still the Torah was mechayev. So even if it's more mishune, of course, it's more unusual for a dog to devour a lamb than it is for an ox to go. So it's a question of degree. But going by an ox is also unusual. So the fact that devouring of a lamb by a dog is more unusual doesn't matter. What do you mean doesn't matter? A little more unusual, a little less unusual. Mashein came a contrapop who says Tam Shvorim love the Chaskashima. So that means going by an ox is not unusual, it's a natural thing. Because the average ox is considered undisciplined, ferocious. So it's not unusual. But a copy will have to be made there that for a dog to devour a lamb, that's certainly unusual. So the male Beichatei say we should be chayev even have damages. Where do we have such a thing as a horse? According to Rabbi Nevi Rabbi Yeshua, so every time she goes, it's unusual. And still the Torah says that we have damages. No, even if it's a little more unusual. But according to Rabbi Tope, every time the man goes, it's not unusual, it's the most usual thing. Stam Shvorim Lav Chazeshima Kani. So we only have Gzeras HaKosu that when an ox he goes for the first time in the usual way, he has to pay our damages. But when a dog devours a lamb, which is certainly unusual, we have no such Gzeras HaKosu, so he's regarded upon. This is how it is explained. You know that Mando Collins is not. I'm Mando Collins, I'm waiting on the high cross. He may take some eternal Asia. The Kerenuchu is some show of the Shimakane, while the Shimu is not looking how we call him in the half the day. I remember how we speak to us, and we hope it is there, and why we should name after that we care and come and know Sivahazi. Now, another aloha we see upon the Gemara. Now, what is the essential characteristic of character? Mishun. At the outset it is Mishun. Then, by means of habituating itself, so it becomes a natural act. But at the very outset, it's an aberrational act. It's an aberrational act. And then there is another characteristic, it's Kalimus Lahazik. It's in Amel Ezek. Suppose it is Mishunet, but it's not Kalimus Lahazik, it's Amel Ezek. Is it considered Karen or is it considered Chen? Or is it considered naive? So we see from this Gemara that even when it's Yesh Amelezeki, when an ox goes, it has no anointing, it's not as large. Mashainke, when a dog devours a lamb, so it enjoys it, it eats, it's like, so it's Yesh Amelezeki. But, it bears a certain resemblance to Shem. But it's not considered. So from this Gemara we see that even though it bears a certain resemblance to Shem, in the sense that it's Yesh Hanoyel Ezeike, but in as much as this Hanoyel Ezeike is grounded in the Shinu, in an unusual phenomenon, so then it's not Shem, but it's Gan. So it's Gan. So we see that the most essential characteristic of Keren is not Kavanah Lezeikin, but Shin. Alright. So Zutra is so Gemara says that even if the even though it's not even Bobel, because it requires Bezin Smuchim, and in Bobel there are no Smuchim. Now you see, that was this Manak Mora as long as there was still Smicha going out. But now, so there couldn't be in the process in Bobel, in Chutzlom, it's all in Artisoil. But as long as the was Muchim in Artisoil, until Hil Hashem, you know, so in Artisoil they had Smuchim, but in Bobel they didn't have Smuchim in Bobel, because Smicha is only made in Artisoil. So then it couldn't be given in Chutzlom. But today is Maaseh, we couldn't be given in Chutzlom, it couldn't be given in Artisoil either. But even though we have no Bezin Smuchim to be gay there, but in the music raps, so it's not killing it. Your Makom is in the Dazin Lai of Israel coming away. And if he says, if the music says the best, you set his man. So, you set his man. We know it of his music. Your Makom is man. You may say by the eye of Israel coming on. So Bezin has to give him the time within which the Mazik and Mizek will go to Israel and litigate before Bezin's move. Vilo Yazir, and suppose Bezin gives him, let's say, 30 days within which to go to Israel and he doesn't comply with this, so then Bezin is Minabi, will be Kach or Kach. So, So in other words, even though he's still a shaitan, but if he keeps that, if he maintains that magic, he is still in the Elam de Reise of Nisosim Domino Nisachar. Nisosim Domino Nisachar. Vikach and Vikach, Nishabtim Olahar, Nisachar, Nisachosu, Ad Nisawu Kezezei Kezhiya. Vitova suggests, let's learn these cases. Vitova suggests, Vitova suggests, Vitova suggests, Vitova suggests, דווקא איתו אתה מזיק עצמו, כי אם קרב ואשים רקובה, והוא מתקים לו, ומזיק יקיר לך חול, שיוך על הארץ הזה, אם לא קרב יש עשה איזה, אבל מדעכין לו לא, ובכל דבר של מיטריס ומתקים לו, יום לי את הכל, להגיד לו לבוא חליק זה, כל השבוע, הוא לא יצא ממנו, ואין לו מדון דין הקלוסים, זה יעד שקריס על השני, ועוד אומר בקיס ברגול, הוא חם בדוח ומאמה, הוא פאוצי, הוא יישא לו, so there was a donkey, so he tried to eat bread, and the bread was contained in a basket. So, not only did he eat up the bread, but he even ate up the basket also. So, Upalzer is out. We hide the rank of you, the anonymous Jolly. We are Salahotzele. So, as far as the bread is concerned, that's a usual thing for a hamlet, for a donkey to do. But, to tear up the basket, so that that is not usual, so that she should be, so that is scared. So the question is, but Kabyuda was in Bobel. In Bobel, so there were no smoking. This is the reason as to why all the Anroim in Bobel are not called Rabbi. The Anroim in Eretz Yisrael are called Rabbi. Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Abbe, Rabbi Zeire, you see, Rabbi Abue with you. And the Anroim in Eretz Yisrael are not called Rabbi but Rab. So why? So the Sefer HaKrisu says because the Anroim in Bobel were not Smuchim because it's Smicha b'chutz la'aretz, but they were great Talmidei Chachamim. So in Meila they were called Rab, not Rabbi. So Rabbi indicates a somuch, and Rab means that he's got the Torah, but a somuch. He's not. So So he was called Rav Yehuda. So in other words, he was not a Sobel. In Bobel we need that Shmuchim, even though it was possible to be done in the Knossos of Chutzlaretz too, because you can be done even in the Fortress of Chutzlaretz. But as long as they were Nismach in Eretz Yisrael, the Smicha has to take place in Eretz Yisrael. But they were not Nismach in Eretz Yisrael. So, Vasal Chotinezek, but the question is, in Bobel, we are not done in the Knossos. Mai Rabbi Tofas. So in Tofas, we are Kimene. O Yodichi al Nishamti, he comes in the Eretz Yisrael. Now let's see the Rosh. And this public up. The long one. The new has said it was a half. Tilka Kodoma Mishuna in paragraph 4 at the end of the first day of the Lord. The new has said it was a half. Tilka Kodoma Mishuna of the Jewish Anuel Azinki, no Patron Mishuna Hashem. The Hadikar, the Kabulo Linda, the Shinra, the Ochlo, and the Gula Rabbi. In Shalom Kotinezik, I would soon as I would have in Shalom Kotinezik, the name of the Huuche, or the Halochic Mirror, in Shalom Kotinezik. The Avon Gandhi told me, it was you, not me, with Bobel, in Topaz on the who perish from the Tamzal, that the Topaz Dover on Mazik Hatsme, the boy in Kilo Chachom, in Topaz Bishasaez, and in the Achim alone, the Amber in the home in the Topaz 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 in the What does Ramban say? He mentions a seemingly very strange explanation. By the way, only if the Nizek grabs the Mazik itself, but not if he grabs something else of the Nechosim of the Mazik. Why? Because if we are going to say that even if he stays for something else other than the Mazik itself, so it's also not killing the name, so then it will come with an undesirable situation. It will become juicy to an undesirable situation. What undesirable situation will that conduce? Because, let's say, the Nizek is entitled, let's say, the share of Ruben was Mazik, the share of Shimon. And the Hezek, let's say, is 200 Zeus. So Chotzin Hezek is 100 Zeus. So then, suppose, and then he'll grab something that is worth 1,000. What? So actually, he should turn over 900 zoos, because he's only entitled to 100 zoos, and he grabbed something that is worth 1,000 zoos. But Bezdin will not be able to take it away from him. Why? Because we are not done in the Knossos in Chutz La'aretz. I mean, now this is what I say. Because we are already. This is what Hametam says. So the question is this. On the surface, it doesn't even seem to make sense. I mean, why shouldn't, if he's entitled to 100 zoos, and he grabs something that is worth 1,000 zoos, why should Bezdin take it away from him? 900 zoos, what is it? Bezdin will let him gazing all his property. But the answer is this, what's the pshat on the time? Now, the halacha is not only Knossos Mamesh is not needlessly bothered, but even certain dinamomenes are not needlessly bothered. Cannot be needed in Chutz La'aretz, the Bezdin shall be. Why? Because the Torah mentions the Nigash Barabbasar Elihim not only in connection with Knossos, but with Mamonis. Nigash Barabbasar Elihim. Let's say, so even now, we must say, "Adam and Eve by the name of Shoah Kevin Rachisrael, I'll call my Pesha, I'll share, I'll come here, I'll say, I'll sell more, I'll call a big Vashalim, I can say, Adam and Eve with Vashalim, as he has seen a new Shaw Schneider. All right, so let's get it. Keep the Israel, Hamir, Shah, Sever, Hold the Himo, Lisbeth. So, So Elohim is mentioned not only in regard to Knossos Mamash, even in regard to Idoyos and Alboyos, Elohim is mentioned. So we should be able to mitigate any dintor, because we are all against this, we're not smoking. The answer is in Echaname, we shouldn't. But Shluchosaye Abdi. So there is Aloche, that Shluchosaye Abdi, that's Gimor Evo Mekame. In Perek Achei. Now turn to Gemara in Balakama, that Pidalad on Dalad, the fourth line from the end of the Harutur Edol Asyot Yinuke. So there was an axe who injured, who mutilated the arm of the child. Also the Kamen Rode, Omer Uzimu Shalmu Ekazbe, Nes, Omer Uvomaru Doma Kamish Kedem Begin with the Bomer, Omer Uvitzvich and Bitopa, Omer Uvitaini, Doma Rode, Miskisheh Bishem, Miskisheh Bodem Gein with the Bomer, Miskodem Bodem, Miskodem Bishem, Engin with the Bomer, Maish Miskisheh Odom Biodom, Miskodem Bishem Roy, Elohim Bidon, because it's mentioned, Elohim, Smuchi, Bireket, it's Gisheh, Bisheh, Bisheh, Odom, Nam Elohim, Bino, Bireket, Elo, Maishne, Sheh, Bisheh, Bisheh, Odom, Bishokosari, Kavino. So in other words, even with Manazeh, so it was delegated by the Smuchi of the Davis of Shemim, they delegated to us the authority to be done, because of ways and all kinds of litigations. Josiah Cardino, Midabi Idois Valvois, or the bottom, or the Michel Namish of Josiah Cardino, Midabi Idois Valvois, Amre. So then the Gemara says, at the end, Kiko Abdino Shokosaye, Bibils and Shriche, or the bottom, the Shriche of Abdino Shokosaye. So then the Gemara has the Kashi, Haribashi, and Gam, the Shriach Namish of Josiah. So then the Gemara comes to the conclusion, and the Ki Abdino Shokosaye, Bibils and Shriche, these the Chison keys. אבל מילצה בשכיחה ולס בחיסון כיס, אינם מילצה לא ישכיחה, וניס בחיסון כיס, לא יעביר את פרסאי. וכי הכל אמרו לו מעבודה בית בחיסון כיס, כי אם לא ישכיחה לה בין של פרסאי, בית שסע וגם בשכיחה, כי אם לא יש בחיסון כיס, לא יעביר את פרסאי. So in other words, so actually everything requires smuch. If we do it always, but there was a special aloche of Shlichosai Kabino, that in other words, that the best law is shame. The smuchim, they delegated to the best midiras achreim who are gateways, the authority to be done, because it's malvoyes, and all kinds of minimalists. But they only delegated the authority to best gateways to be done something that involves chisom kitz, where there is damage, and something that is shriach. But something that does not involve chisom kitz, even though it's shriach not, and something that involves his own keys, but if it's not shriach, the deed cannot be done either. So the shkonoch, the mechaber paskens, and that's the sheet of Moshe Sheni. Okay, Talit, in Siman Aleph, Hilchet Ayonim. In Siman Aleph, Sif Aleph, Bizman Azeh Domim Ad Ayonim Dinei Doyes Valvoyes Uksubesisho Vyerushes Umatones Umavik Bo Mechaberei Shem Advorim Amitzuyim Tomim Itchriya Vyesh Bem Chison Kis Avo Dvorim Sheino Mitzuyim Avo Pishesh Bo Chison Kis Kegim Behema Shechot Lo Bechavato. There is Chison Kis, but it's not shliach, or it won't be shame on the chesom kis. Aval pi shei mitzuyim, ki nitashim mekeipu, vchein kol haknosi, shekol tzuch hachomim. So vchein kol hapshal in nisa bashi yizu, kem shem shal vchotzen eze, e im don in eisei ala mumchim. So it's, we don't say shlokosai ikan kida. Then he said, the mechaber, and see days, oto b'shachomu b'chaberei, im magbin dayonim shei musmuchim, nezek, tzah, ubgam, ubeishes, v'keiter, aval sheves v'ripu magbin. Because Shemes Veripu is so usual, it's Shriach, and it's also Yesh Bechison Kis. he has to pay a doctor bill. So if the Mount Hegel will not pay him, so he'll sustain the loss. So anyway, but Bein shares, he will not sustain any loss. Sheves Ripu, the loss of services, what he could earn during the recuperation period. So that involves his own keys. So Sheves Ripu Magi, because Shlokosaya can't be there. But Nezek and Bein shares and Tzah, so it doesn't involve his own keys. So the melee, a Magi, so we don't say Shlokosaya can't be there. We don't say the side. Then he says, "V'chei mishegonach u'gozu magri yemenu akeren lovach." Of course, by Ganev came to not, but the Karen, yes. Why? Because Pineves and Zeles are shliach and yishvich his own keys to the extent of the Karen, not to the extent of the Keren. So that means, according to the Pesach of the Mechaber and the Shita of Moshe Rabbeinu, so Zeles. So are nidbo by gates, because that shriach and that is Yeshua's own keys. But there is a sheet of the Yeshua, and there are more customs than the Yeshua. The Yeshua daf keg zeila is the shriche, keg keva the pikot, the hadeime, avon zeila mamesh loy shriche, veidon. Elin ki nad zeila kayemes mechuyom lachim. Of course, that goes without saying. The Zayin is the end, so of course it's the idea is Adon. And we say Shokhsai Adon. But suppose the Zayin is not there, so he has to pay its value. So most Hashem say that's considered Shriche, and we say Adon Shokhsai. But Mukiyasev says no, only when the Gemara says that Zayin is Shokhsai Adon, only special kind of Zayin. Zayin is a Shriche, but Zayin is a not Shriche, so we know Shokhsai Adon. And the other Hashem. So they say, since some zeles are shliche, so anyway, we are done, the deities are done, all kinds of zeles, even a zele that is not shliche. But the shite of the Kiyase is that only a zele that it is shliche, so bezin is done. A zele that is not shliche, bezin is not done. So apparently, the Rabbetam shite is like in Kiyase. So the melee, only a zele that is shliche, so bezin is done. But a zele that is not shliche, is Bezin is not done. Hedetus is not done. We don't say Abdino Shlokasari. Now, this is not Shriach. Let's say, when Rubin Sheir is Mazik, he is Mazik Shimon Sheir. And then Shimon will grab something, now the Hezek that is due to him, that is due to Shimon, is Hamadus. And then Shimon, let's say, if Shimon were to grab an object that is worth a thousand. So Tam says, Bezin, the Yates will not be able to take it away from him. Why? So the Rosh is Chilek. Why should Bezin be able to regain it from him? He's a Gazlan. He's only entitled to 100 Zeus, and he grabbed an object that is worth 1,000 Zeus. So why shouldn't Bezin be given from him 900 Zeus? The answer is, this kind of Zele is a Zele de Shrich. So, the Roshit is that all Zeles, since some Zeles are Shriche, so all Zeles we say are Dinesh Lokasai. But Kavitam Shite is like Mugiese. So that's why Kavitam says that only the Dabar Mazik, not anything else. Now let's see the Rosh. Alright. Upir Shantam Dakit of the Dabar Mazik. Why? But what does Amitam say? No, I don't do it in the process. Because Amitam shit is like Mukiyase. And only Xavier's the Shriche, so have you been Shvachsai Kabimah. But this is Xavier the Lord Shriche. So in Melee, we don't say what I got to know. And the whole shit is like the other Shem. So he says, so he says, now this is Amitam's Shite. as right, only if he grabs the Dabar HaMazi. But if he grabs something else now, he says the same thing as Hametam, but it's not the same thing. He says that he, in regard to Sheyatam, he says the same thing. But there is a big difference between Hametam Shita and the Mitzvah Shita. He says, when Reuven Sheyatam was Mazik Shimon Sheya, so then Shimon, if he stayed this, Reuven Sheya will not kill him. But if Shimon would be tefes, some other object owned by Reuven, then it's machkinu. So the Rabbi Tam says, why? Because if we allow Shimon to be tefes something else too, so then it will be conducive to an undesirable situation. Because Shimon might be tefes everything from Reuven, and Bezdin will not be in a position to take it back from him. So, according to Rabbi Tam, this applies not only to Sheyatam, to every knas, to the knas of Kepul, to every knas. I mean, Kepul not Chaya, but let's say, so that applies, let's say, to Sheyamwe. Sheyamwe too, it's not closest, but it requires Muchi. And since it's for Shrihet, so Sheyamwe, Sheyitik Sheyam. So it's loy shriche, so mimele hegeitis cannot be done, and it's loy avnil shvachosaye. So mimele, so according to Rabbi Tam, even if Reuven Sheyamwe would be mazik Shimon Sheya, so Shimon can only be tefes the Sheyamazik, but he couldn't be tefes anything else according to Rabbi Tam, for the same reason. Because it will allow Shimon to be taken some other object, so it will be conducive to an undesirable situation. But the Ritva says no. In respect to Sheyatam, then he agrees with Rabbi Tam. Because Sheyatam, so the Nizek is only given a good way. Even the Bezdin Smuchin will not be able to be given Aliyah. So how could the schus of the Nizek be more than the Keach of Bezdin Smuchin? So Meile truly Thomas will not kill Meile, but only that kind of thing that the Bezdin Smuchin will be able to take. Basheinke, something other than the Dabar HaMazik, that's an Aliyah. Sheyatam is not given Aliyah. Basheinke, Basheinke, the Ritva says, so the Nize can be given anything, because a Bezdin Smuchin could be given from the whole estate, from all the assets. So the Meile, the Nizek himself, also has a schus to grab from all the assets. So in other words, the Ritva says the same thing as Rabbi Tam, with one big difference. According to Rabbi Tam, it applies not only to Sheyatam, it applies to Sheyamwe too. It's a special takone that he can grab the Dabar HaMazik and not anything else. But according to the Ritva, it's not a special takone. In other words, even though it cannot be mikvah the bovel, but there is still a chiyuv in the shemayim. So in other words, so that's the shite of the Ritva. There is still a chiyuv within the shemayim. There is still a chiyuv within the shemayim to pay. Even by kenosis, there is a chiyuv in the shemayim to pay. So true, there's hegeitis, they cannot be gave it, because it will have Nishma Kosayeh, but the Chiyuv in Nishamayim there is, so maybe the Nizek himself can take this. But in respect to Sheyatam, so even the Bezdin Smuchin themselves couldn't be given an Aliyah. So how could the Nizek be better than Bezdin Smuchin? Masheiki Sheyavueh, even though it's Lo Yavdi Nishma Kosayeh, is not Nishma Kosayeh, but there is certainly a Chiyuv in Nishamayim. So the Meir and the Nizek himself can grab even from the other Mechosim also. Now, for next time, so please go over the whole Rosh, the whole paragraph Chofus, and then you shall, of course, if you need to go over the Tetzes, you should have gone over the long Tetzes of the Man and the Bezah Yuri. Alright, so go over it again, even if you did go over it, because it's a little complicated, and then you should go over the Tetzes at the end of Aminiyah. the text says, the Mishnah that one of the Gimel the second Mishnah, Sheer Shalom Mone, Shemekah Sheer Shalom Mesalim, in Anvil Yopikum, Nekir Zasheya. So the Gimel says, Masris Mane Rabakiri, that is Yuchla. So Yishin is a Kikib in Ayur. So the text says, a Kikib in Ayur. The text is a Kikib in Ayur.